This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. He said providing water to Pakistan is unjust to Indian farmers.
बगलिहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था हमें जो मिट्टी जमा हो जाती बांध भर जाते हैं इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलिहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया पाक धारदागिरी करता था सिंधु जल समझौता है गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे अब गाद तो क्या एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान हरियाणा पंजाब हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी.
The union minister also interacted with the representatives of the farmer groups who took their suggestions over the Indus Water Treaty. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is briefing the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He is expected to brief the committee headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said multi-party parliamentary committees set up by the centre will visit foreign countries and will brief the world leaders about the Operation Sindoor and India's resolve to deal with terrorism. He further said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched Operation Sindoor to dismantle the Pakistan-sponsored terrorist infrastructures. Mr. Rijiju was speaking on the sidelines of a function of unveiling a statue of 19th Gyalsaras Saras Kushok Bakula Rinpoche at Shradhanjali Park in Leh today. Bakula Rinpoche was a prominent spiritual and political leader of Ladakh, who was also a diplomat and served ambassador of Mongolia for two terms. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi visited the forward areas of the Konar Corps in the desert sector of Longewala in Rajasthan today. During his interaction, the Army Chief congratulated the troops for the exemplary role during Operation Sindoor. He also reviewed the joint action taken in coordination with the Indian Air Force and the Border Security Force. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today accused the leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, of disrespecting the armed forces through his comments on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said, Mr. Gandhi continues to disrespect the nation's armed forces despite clear statements from the Indian Air Force and External Affairs Ministry confirming there were no asset losses in the operation. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also criticized Mr. Gandhi over the issue. In the morning, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had questioned External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar over Operation Sindoor. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi. The portal has been started to address existing shortcomings and enhance the user experience. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a meeting with strategic experts at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar said he had a good exchange of views with the experts. He said they discussed why India, the Netherlands and the European Union should engage more deeply in an era of multipolarity and strategic autonomy. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The United Kingdom and the European Union have reached a deal on food, fishing, defence and providing UK travellers access to e-gates. The UK government said the new deal will pave the way for the UK defence industry to participate in the EU's proposed new €150 billion security exchange for Europe Defence Fund. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia, today said that any matter related to participation in events of Asian Cricket Council has not come up for discussion at any level. And that is the end of this news bulletin.